Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I've got with me the amazing... The way you blush when you say your name is like, Tolu, this is becoming a thing. I feel we need the camera to zoom in on your face.
Whenever you say your name,
it's so sweet. Okay. Welcome back, guys. And today we're going to be talking about the fear of risks, right? So yeah. Fear of risk taking. And it's kind of interesting because before this, you know, Tolu and I looked up the dictionary definition of risk so that we're speaking in context to that. Yeah. And the dictionary definition basically just talks about the fact that risk is essentially exposure to something dangerous, right? Yeah. So the fear of being exposed to something dangerous, right? So danger. And that definition just led me to say to myself that, well, every day we're at risk, period.
Every moment of our life.
Every moment of our life. I mean, so life in itself is a risk because if you think about it, right, you come out of your house and you really cannot control the variables. Like you can be driving extremely safe, right? And the truck guy that is behind you is not driving extremely safe, you know, and you can't control what happens, right? Yeah. So you, a lot of times what we'll find is that, you know, people who are afraid to take risks, they're trying so much to control all the variables and that is not, you know, that's not possible. We want to talk about, you know, risk. We want to talk about this fear of taking risk in relation to people who, you know, if you're out there and like you never really go ahead with accomplishing some of the things you want to accomplish, you know, the fear of actualizing your purpose in life because you're afraid of that risk. You know, that's what we kind of want to talk about today. Do you have any thoughts to jump?
No, just like you said, everything, like, I think coming to terms with the fact that life, living is risky. Like coming to that terms, then it will make you just say, so why do I want to exempt risk from maybe fulfilling purpose or other things? If normally being alive, like you can say, you know what? I don't want to travel by air because traveling by air is risky. And there's plane crash. They say, okay, you know what? I'll travel by road. But then like you said, you don't know the drunk driver that is behind you. So you can know what? I won't travel by road again. Let me trick. Even when you're tricking, you know, it's risky as well. So come to that term, just say, see, risk is part of life. Like it's a fixed part of life. So I can't run away from it. But the question now is, how do I just navigate it?
Right. Yeah. And maybe even just take calculated risks because risks don't have to be reckless. Like a lot of times when people think about risk, like they think, you know, I just need to jump right into it without calculating or thinking about anything. And I think that the two reasons why a lot of people, you know, are afraid to take risk is usually fear of failure or fear of rejection. That's in the context that we're talking about risk, right? Is that worry of, if I do this thing and I don't do well at it and it's a big risk I've taken, right? I'm going to regret that, you know? And then the other fear where it's like, if I get rejected, you know, then again, equating that to failure and saying, you know, I took that risk, big leap of faith, as we call it, and it didn't work out. And so, you know, I'm now, you know, upset. And so the next time I may not be opening to taking that risk. And the issue with that is that when you take that leap of faith, like you have to take the learnings
that comes with it,
that comes with that leap of faith, right? And I think just understanding that you even when you try to calculate it, right, you may not always be as accurate, but that is part of living the human experience.
Absolutely. I think it's important. Some people, you will never dare anything big in life if you never take risk.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like you said, there are learnings that comes with taking risk in the sense of By the time you do it, you might break your ankle, you know, by jumping. But now, if your goal is to maybe set a world record, now you know how to do it better.
Yeah.
So you can heal, the ankle will heal, then you go at it again. So I think coming from it from that angle, I say, you know what? Let me take the risk. Of course, like you said, not reckless.
Yeah.
But when I take it, whatever I learned from it, I can add it to, you know, what the next step,
yeah,
the next
decision. Yeah.
And to just say, sometimes if I don't, like the way journey is, if I don't take the first step, I will never arrive at where I'm going. So if I see it as part of the journey, you know,
it just makes it
easier to face.
And I think even just like accepting the consequence, you know, and that's probably what a lot of people are also afraid to do. It's like the accountability that comes with it, you know, the responsibility and accountability. Like, I made this decision, right? This decision didn't go as I had intended or hoped for it to go, but that's okay, right? I messed up, right? And I'm going to bear the consequences of that. And that's very important, because it's one of the reasons why within organizations, for instance, you know, you have people who never really take initiative because they're afraid that if I take that initiative and it doesn't turn out well for the organization, I'm in trouble. But you have to step into that role and take that responsibility of like, I tried this, I thought it was going to go well. It didn't go well, you know, and I apologize it didn't go well, but this is why it didn't go well. Yeah. And being able to take those learnings from those things.
Absolutely.
So that you don't stop yourself from taking initiative, because guess what? That job that you're afraid to lose, you'll lose it anyway. You'll lose it anyway because you're not taking initiative.
Yeah, it's about even weighing the cost, because sometimes when you don't take risk, you might have to now deal with the regrets of, or wondering what could have happened
if
it agree. And sometimes that's enough in itself is damaging.
Yeah.
Because you're just there, just trauma. Wondering if I'd done this, if I'd made a move, or could it have gone the way I wanted to go? So sometimes it's just weighing the option and say, would you rather take the risk and just, you know, see how, what the outcome is going to be? 50-50. Is it going to work, go my way, or not go my way? Or should I, will I sit here and just hold the 100% of it not going my way either ways?
Do you think that even sometimes, like, the reason why we think that something didn't go our way is because of the mental picture that we paint of what the outcome should be? You know, like, so even when you say it's not going your way, sometimes it is going your way. It's just, you know what
it's
I mean?
Like,
it's going the right way for you, but it's not necessarily going your way.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true, because we have expectations of things. We have the way we think it should go.
Yeah.
Whereas it might just not be the way you expect it, but actually you're making progress.
Yes. I think that's important to note, because so when we even say, you know, I took this risk and it didn't work out, sometimes it's not that it didn't work out. Like, it worked out exactly as it was meant to work. Because a business relationship that you take a risk on and that business relationship doesn't work out, perhaps it wasn't meant to work out.
Yeah. Right? So you're to see it, you know.
Yes.
Taking that risk to prove to you that wasn't gonna work.
Yeah, that wasn't gonna work out. Exactly. So that is a blessing.
Yeah, because it might save you from, you know, a future engagement with that same person.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, very true, very true. So have you ever, I mean, can we just take it a bit personal? Like, do you wanna share like any risks that you've taken in your life in general, whether it was work or relationship or anything?
Okay. Yeah. So I think it was sometimes in 2016, I took the risk of leaving a job to start something. And at that point, of course, it was calculated to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, it was weighing options, and the job I was leaving, although it was bringing a particular, you know, income, like, you know, there's that monthly thing. So you know what, I have this security, but at the same time, there was some toxicity around it. So I'm just like, you know what, this is like diving into the unknown,
right?
This is like just, you know, just jumping, just say, you know, what's going to come out of this. But I'm grateful I did that, because looking back, even though some of those things, they're like the faces have gone now, but I look back and I'm just like, that was the best decision I could have taken at that time. It literally like increased my growth process. Like, I grew faster in those periods. I look back and, you know, the experiences I gained in that period, I would never, like, I couldn't have gotten them in any other way. If I had remained in what looked safe at that point, I won't be here today. I think that's the summary. So it literally added up to what I've become today. But at that time, man, like, it was riding against the tide.
Yeah.
Was literally just say, dude, are you stupid? Like, right. are you, what are you doing? Right. You know? But I'm just like, see, I think this is what I need to do right now. Right. It's not necessarily what's comfortable, easy, you know, came with a lot of pain, a lot of sacrifice. But I'm just like, I need to do this thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I love it. I'm glad that you took that risk because we're here.
Yeah.
We're here because of the risk that you took. Yeah. I think for me, you know, moving back to Nigeria was definitely one of the big, has been one of the biggest risks that I took.
That was a risk.
it was a big risk. And I think, you know, especially coming from a space where, you know, with what I studied in university and, you know, what I was, the career trajectory that I was on, you know, I was, you know, I came from a system that was structured enough, right, for me to be very clear on what my salary would be, the kind of life I would live. Like, because you can see people who've gone before you and it's easy to be able to, I mean, in America, there's systems, right? So the system doesn't always work, but there's a basic framework. Like, you can tell that if you get this kind of job, if you put in this number of hours, if you do this is your outcome. Right? It's like having a calculator. You can't calculate it and you're good, you know. But you're coming to Nigeria where there was, like, for me it was like the absence of structure, the you just never know type, you know. Like, it was the opposite, you know. And but I think one of the things that helped me was to be realistic as much as possible with my expectations, right? Because I it was easier for me to look and say, you know what, like, this is not a rush game. Like, you have to decide, right, that you have to decide first of all that the purpose of you coming to Nigeria is strong enough that it will hold you up on the days where the things that you actually expect for yourself are not coming. And that's the same advice I give any of my friends who are trying to come to Nigeria. I always say the same thing. I'm like, look, you have to decide that this is what you want to do. You can't leave room for the possibility that it's not going to work, right? And just close your mind to that. You have to just tell yourself that I know I am coming back home, and you have to stick to it. And it's a long term, it's a long term goal, right? And you kind of keep going. And I think, again, you know, just like you, like, I've learned so much. I've grown so much, you know, from taking that leap, you know, and also for being invested in that leap, you know, because when you're, it's one thing to take a leap, it's another thing to be invested in it to where you're actually doing the work that you need to be able to learn out of it to where I'm like, worst case scenario, it's okay. I've learned, you know, worst case scenario, it's okay because I have learned these things. I've become a better person. I've built these relationships. I've met these beautiful people, you know, and just looking for, like, the, again, it's easy to focus on that big goal, but looking for, like, the smaller things that seem small, but in the larger scope of things, you know, are big, you know, are big things for you. Yeah, because, you know, people sit down and say, oh, you know, like, I don't want to go on stage because I'm going to flop on stage, you know. And the truth about it is you can mitigate that by taking time to say, you know what, let me rehearse what I have written. Let me rehearse my speech. You know, so with risk, when people say take calculated risk, what they're essentially saying is mitigate your risk by doing the work. That is required. So I know I need to speak next week. Instead of just opting out, instead of not taking a chance on yourself at all and opting out and saying, I can never do it, I don't think it'll ever work.
Do I prepare myself? Am I better prepared to face that particular risk?
That's what it is. Like, preparing yourself for the risks and doing it regardless. Right?
Like, if you need to jump, just wear helmets.
Wear your helmets. That's it, you know. And I mean, because, like we rightly said at the beginning, you know, everything in life is a risk. Like, we hear every day, you know, stories of people who are just, you know, you hear a story, someone sitting down in their house and a helicopter crashed into their house. It's just like, can you imagine? You've not been out for a long time. You're just trying to be like, oh, you know, like, it's the COVID pandemic is on and, you know, I need to be extra careful and I don't want to see anybody. And then, like, you go out and it's just like, you get the COVID. you get COVID.
Indoors 6 months and the day you decide to go out. That's what I've been going out every day.
You know, and so we need to just, I guess, you know, get to the point where we live in spite of the fear, in spite of the risk. You know, wake up every day and decide that I'm gonna live. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna put in the effort. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, you do something it doesn't, like, we record this podcast, nobody listens to it. It's a risk.
Yeah.
It's a risk because guess what? There's an opportunity cost.
Yeah.
There's your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the equipment that you bought.
Yeah.
Know, there's all of that. So every single thing is going to be risky. But just doing it in spite of the risk.
Yeah. Like, nothing comfortable, really. Nothing good comes out of comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it's going to be good, and even looking back at, like, success stories, most of them, they always talk about a risk they took, you know. Yeah. You see someone like Richard Branson, and the guy is literally crazy,
right,
you know. Or
he's a risky guy, super risky,
Or Elon Musk just say, you know what, let's start a boring company. Let's just start digging, you know.
Exactly.
Like, or let's just put so much money to just put, like, some of this task or some of this project they embark on, a lot of times there's no sure guarantee that it's going to be successful, but, like, you know what, it's worth, you know, doing either way. So
and I mean, I think we all just need to get to the point, I mean, to summarize this, we need to get to the point where we realize that nobody really knows what they're doing. I think, like, even the guys who run, like, the top billion companies, the truth is, you know, they can tell you some of the things they did to get there, but the truth is they didn't know what the outcome really was going to be. They hoped for that outcome.
Yeah.
But you really don't always know, you know? Yeah. And so we don't really know what we're doing. We're just waking up and doing the best that we can every day. And that's what you can do. And when you start to, when you take those risks, right, of living, when you take that risk of living, I feel like, you know, God and the universe and everything just, you know, conspires right to prove you right. So if you have a positive mindset towards what it is that you're trying to accomplish, you know, you're going to be proved right. If you have a negative mindset towards it, you're going to be proved right too.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you're continuously telling yourself that, oh, if I go out, I'm going to be sick. You're probably going to find the illness that you're looking for, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, we just need to understand that is the power of our minds and our hearts, you know, and our words and our beliefs, you know?
Yeah.
So if you don't have any last minutes,
take the risk.
Take the risk. Yeah, so our final words for you guys is, take that risk, okay? I know the word risk seems like a scary thing, but the truth about it is that, you know, you'll never know until you actually leap forward and, you know, dive in. I found on my life's journey that, you know, diving in has just been the way to go, right? But diving in, obviously, with calculation as much as you can. Mm-hmm. So try to mitigate the landing as much as possible, like Tolu said, wear the helmet when you dive in, wear your full swimming costume, wear everything, your floaters, all of that stuff, and then dive in. You know, do it baby steps first, small things, feel, touch, you know, make sure that this is working, right? And then you keep expanding upon that, okay? All right, guys, so we will catch you on the next episode of the Switch On Podcast. Jump in with us. Feel free to also drop comments on our social media handles. Tell us any topics that you want us to address, anything whatsoever that you think would be cool to discuss, and we'll do that for you. All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.